It is the power of God. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let us welcome Pastor Xiaowen for the word today.
今天是提摩提第一次做传道给他们。好，我们开始做一个之前的祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们恭敬地将今天的讲道交托在神你的手中。 May our spirit work amongst us.
开我们属灵的眼睛,
open our spiritual eyes.
使我们真的能够认识你, 明白你的心意,
bring about a genuine understanding of you.
让我们能够活出你的旨意,
let us live out your will in our daily lives.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名祷告,
we pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
教会7月至9月的讲台主题是传福音。
The sermon theme for our church from July to September will be on evangelism.
那主耶稣呢，在路加福音10:19说道：“因为人子来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。”In
Luke chapter 19 verse 10, our Lord Jesus states, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
这节经文呢，它不是一则美丽的圣经金句，而是整个福音的心脏。This
verse is not just an aesthetic Bible proverb. But the heart of the entire gospel.
它不是在停留在一个理论或者是神学的讨论，而是宣告我们的神。
It is not bound by theory or theology, but declares that our God is one who actively searches.
我们的神是主动寻找人的神，是为失丧者道成肉身的神。
He actively searches. He took on flesh to seek the lost.
当我们说传福音的时候呢，我们常想到的是策略、活动、技巧。
When we discuss the spreading of the gospel, we tend to consider strategies, activities, and even techniques.
但是主耶稣却告诉我们,
But Jesus tells us,
福音的起点是他的心意。
The starting point of the gospel is his intentionality.
神不是等人来找他, 而是亲自来寻找我们。
God did not wait for man to seek him out, but sought us out himself.
这种寻找是他离开天上的荣耀, 进入到人类的破碎的世界当中。
In this seeking, he departed from heavenly glory and entered the broken human world.
是他主动的来寻人, 舍己流血死在十字架上。
He gave himself and died on the cross for our salvation.
只为把我们从死亡中拯救出来。
Just to save us from our spiritual death.
在教会的历史当中, 很多人回应了这个呼召。
In the history of the church, many have responded to this calling by Jesus.
很多人主动的去寻找失丧的人。
Many people go out actively to search for the lost, to evangelize.
比如威廉克里,
a famous example of this is William Carey.
他是一个英国的很普通的鞋匠。
He is an English shoemaker, an ordinary person.
他没有什么资源。
He doesn't have any special resources.
但是却有一颗为万民迫切燃烧的心。
But most importantly, he possessed a heart which burned with urgency for the souls of the many.
他曾说过一句话, 期待伟大的事来自神, 敢为神成就伟大的事。
A famous quote from him says, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
然后呢, 他依然前往了印度。
He forsook all things and went to India.
不惜放下一切, 开始了现代宣教的涌动。
He gave everything he had locally and kick-started a contemporary evangelical movement in India.
当我开始预备讲章的时候,
When I was preparing this sermon,
也在反省我个人对于传福音的热忱。
I had reflected upon my personal enthusiasm for sharing the gospel.
当我在22岁信主的时候, 是理工学院第三年。
The time when I found God was about when I was 22, in the third year of my polytechnic education.
那时我真的像找到了人生最大的一个宝贝。
It was as though I had found the greatest treasure of my life.
那时的我疯狂地向同学、室友、见面的陌生人，甚至远在中国的亲朋好友传福音。
I fervently preached the gospel to my classmates, roommates, strangers, and relatives in China, fearing,
仿佛怕他们错过唯一的救恩。
I feared greatly that they would lose their only saving grace.
虽然方法不成熟，表达不得体，但那份火热是真实的。
Even though the methods employed were immature and the expression was unpresentable, the passion I had was real.
可是信主时间越久，我的世界渐渐地陷入了越来越基督化的圈子的危险。
However, as time passed after I had become a believer, my world became Christianized.
朋友圈、生活圈、工作圈都慢慢地被信主的弟兄姐妹占据。
My social circles and working circles were occupied by other believers.
传福音的热情不知不觉地被熟悉、忙碌、怕尴尬、怕被拒绝冲淡了。
My passion for spreading the gospel was dampened by the following: familiarity, toil, fear of awkwardness, and fear of rejection.
曾经那燃烧的火，如今就变成了温温吞吞的一个状态。
Have our former passions become like lukewarm embers?
我的问题不是个案。
My experience is not unique.
也不是，也它是现代基督徒普遍存在的问题。
Rather, this is the ubiquitous experience of modern believers.
对于现在的很多基督徒，传福音不再是生死攸关的信息。
The gospel no longer seems a pressing matter of life and death.
而是有空再谈的选项。
It has become a secondary conversational option.
我们传福音不再是出于感恩与敬畏。
When we evangelize, it is not out of gratitude and reverence.
而是变成了被提醒、被推动、被排班。
But it is prompted and pressured by reminders, nudging, and assigned duties.
为什么？
Why is this so?
为什么像保罗那样传福音比生命更宝贵的人，在现今这个世界如此稀有？
Why have believers like Paul, who valued the gospel more than his own life, become so scarce today?
他曾经被石头打得奄奄一息。
He was nearly stoned to death.
被囚禁在阴暗的地牢。
He was imprisoned in an underground cell.
忍受着饥饿与寒冷。
He was made to endure cold and hunger.
然而，即使面对死亡，他眼中燃烧的火焰从未熄灭过。
But even when faced with the shadow of death, the passion in his eyes were never extinguished.
最后为主殉道。
In the end, he was martyred for God.
使徒行传二十章二十四节说，但我并不珍惜自己的性命，只求跑完我的路程，完成我主耶稣所领受的职分，为神恩惠的福音做见证。
Paul writes in Acts chapter 20 verse 24, However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
福音对保罗而言比生命更加的宝贵。
The gospel to Paul was a treasure more important than his own life.
是值得付上一切代价去传扬的生死攸关的好消息。
It was worth sacrificing everything to spread. It was a message that concerned life and death.
今天就让我们站在保罗生命的见证面前。
Today, let us stand before the testimony of Paul's legacy.
诚实地面对自己。
Let us face ourselves with honesty and care.
来审视福音之火熄灭的三大本质的症结。
And today we will contemplate the three primary reasons why the gospel flame has been diminishing.
第一，从神是谁到我感觉如何。
The first point is a focus on individual feelings over the contemplation of God's identity.
约翰福音六章二十六节，耶稣回答：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为看见了神迹，而是因为吃了饼又吃饱了。”
Today's scripture, John chapter 6 verse 26, Jesus answered.Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
在这句经文中，主耶稣一针见血地指出了这些群众跟随他的真实的目的。
In this verse, the Lord Jesus points out the true intentions of the crowds who followed him around.
这些人跟随主耶稣是因为吃了饼又吃饱了。
They follow him because they ate the loaves and had their fill.
这是一个典型的人本信仰。
This is a classic example of human-centered belief.
人们经历了神迹。
Humans have experienced a divine miracle.
五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
The feeding of 5,000 with the five loaves and two fishes.
但是他们却不愿思想这神迹背后的这位神是谁。
But are unwilling to consider who this miracle is pointing towards.
他们只在意我有没有吃饱，我明天还会不会得饼吃呢？
They are only concerned with the satisfaction of their individual appetites in the moment and in the future.
他们不是因着神的荣耀和启示而来，而是因着自己的感受与满足而来。
These crowds did not follow to witness Jesus' signs or glory, but out of regard for their individual feelings and satisfaction.
今天很多的基督徒涌进教会。
Today, many Christians in the church.
不是因为神是至圣至荣耀的神，我当敬畏他。
Do not follow God because of His divinity or glory, or because He is worth revering.
而是因为神让我感觉温暖，让我走出创伤，让我的人生变得顺利。
But because He allows me to feel warmth and heals my wounds.
于是
，Hence，
神敬拜若是没有音乐的渲染，就感觉不到神。
Should worship be lacking an emotional atmosphere? We find ourselves unable to feel the presence of God.
讲道若没有感人肺腑的故事，就感觉不到今天有领受。
If a sermon does not bring up some touching story, we feel unreceptive.
小组若没有积极的回应，就感觉不被爱了。
When our cell group fails to respond eagerly to us, we feel unloved.
祷告若没有情绪的波动，就感觉神没有与我同在。
When prayer is without emotional fluctuation, we feel abandoned by God.
最大的问题是焦点从神是谁转为我没有感觉到。
The most important focus here is that God's person has been replaced by a focus on emotional experience.
这是一种微妙但致命的错位。
This is a subtle yet deadly flaw.
感觉取代了信心。
Feeling has substituted faith.
体验取代了真理。
Experience substitutes truth.
他的荣耀，神的荣耀被边缘化。
The Lord's glory has been marginalized.
人的情绪被中心化。
While men's emotions have taken precedence.
但圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
信仰的根基从来不是感觉，而是真理呀。
The basis of faith is not feeling but truth.
一人并因信得生。
Romans chapter 1 verse 17 states the righteous will live by faith.
不是因感觉得生，也不是因经验得生。
Not by feeling or experience.
信心的对象是神的本体，而不是否，而不是我们的情绪是否波动。
The object of faith is who God is, and not our emotional fluctuation.
有一位年轻人信主多年。
A young believer of many years.
经历了不少的感动。
He was emotionally moved many times.
他说：“我在营会时常常流泪，有时感觉那是觉得神真的很好。”
He said.At church camp, I often wept and cried. God felt very genuine then.
但回到家，我就什么也感觉不到了。
But in my everyday life, I feel nothing.
后来他逐渐离开教会。
Later, he gradually became distant from the church.
因为他说神好像不再与我同在了。
He claimed God seems to no longer be with me.
是神离开了他吗？
Was it God who left him?
而是他把信仰建立在感动和感觉上。
No, it was because he built his belief on the basis of being moved or feeling, not the truth.
请大家反思。
I'd like to invite everyone to reflect.
今天我是否也落入了感觉中心的陷阱当中？
Have we all fallen into the trap of emotional centricism?
我的信仰是否只是我有没有感觉神爱我？
Is my faith merely a statement of do I feel God's love?
我的敬拜是否只在于我有没有被触动？
Is my worship merely the sensation of being moved?
若今天神没有让我流泪，没有任何的感觉，我还会敬拜和追随他吗？
If today God denies my tears and emotions, will I still choose to follow Him faithfully?
我们需要从感情为中心的信仰中悔改，恢复对神本体的渴慕和敬畏。
Let us repent from an emotionally centered belief and recover desire and reverence for God's person.
不是主啊，请你感动我，而是主啊，求你让我认识你。
Rather than requesting God to move us emotionally, we should desire to know Him better.
透过他的话语、他的作为以及圣灵的工作。
Through His word, His ways, and His spirit.
信仰若只靠在感觉之上，就像房子建在沙土地上。
If belief is only dependent on feeling, it is like a house built on sand.
风雨一来就倒塌了。
It collapsed when assailed by a storm.
但是若建立在神的话语之上，无论有感无感，喜乐或忧伤，他仍是我的神。
But when our faith is built on God's truth, independent of how we feel, we can assert our faith in our God.
他仍是配得我一生的敬拜。
He is a God worthy of our praise.
美好的感觉是恩典，但不是根基。
Feeling pleasant is the grace of God, but it cannot be the foundation.
第二个问题，从活祭焚烧沦为宗派排班。
The second point we will consider is the regression from passion for individual sacrifice to religious formality.
腓立比书二章十七节说，即使把我浇奠在你们信心的祭物和供奉上，我也喜乐，并且和你们大家一同喜乐。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 17, but even if I am being poured out like a drink, offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you.
保罗用浇奠这个祭司的用语。
Paul uses the ritualistic term pouring out or libation,
形容自己为信徒所付出的生命与牺牲。
To describe the sacrifices he will make for his disciples.
在旧约中啊，酒祭是倒在燔祭和素祭上最后一道的献祭的动作，焦点。
In the Old Testament, libation is the pouring of wine over a sacrifice, the final step of the ritualistic procession.
象征祭物的完全彻底的献上。
It symbolizes the completion and wholeness of sacrifice.
保罗说，我的生命就像被倒进的祭物一样，毫无保留，彻底焚烧。
Paul says that his life is like a libation, poured out without restraint and with unrelenting fervence.
所以保罗的委身是祭身式的焚烧，不是参与感的信仰。
Paul's devotion is like a sacrificial burning, not merely a participatory belief.
他的生活不是我有空才服侍。
His life was not composed of serving only when he was unoccupied.
而是不服侍我就有祸了。
He opined, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
他说，但我并不珍惜自己的性命，只求跑完我的路程，完成我从主耶稣所领受的职分，为神恩惠的福音做见证。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24, Paul says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace."
他不是抽时间给神。
He didn't just pick and choose his time for God.
而是把整个人完全的献上。
He gave himself entirely.
他不是龙指表的信仰。
His faith wasn't scheduled based.
而是祭坛信仰。
But it was an altar sacrifice.
今天我们来反思。
Let us reflect today.
很多的信徒把信仰变成了一种宗教化的参与。
Many Christians stop their belief at the level of religious participation.
这个星期主日我有参与崇拜，打卡成功。
I'll take a box because I'm here for service today.
小组聚会，哇，很忙很累，不要参加。
I'm tired. I won't go for cell group.
服侍是轮值上岗，并不是不要让我burn out，不要让我做太多。
I don't want to burn out. I'll only serve when I'm rostered.
奉献看感动，没有感动就略过。
I'll only offer my money if emotionally moved by the service.
委身从焚烧完全的献上变成了一种灵性的义务。
Devotion has regressed from a passion for individual sacrifice to a spiritual chore.
所以我们反思一下自己的信仰。
Let us reflect on our beliefs.
我的信仰是主权的交托还是时间的配送？
Is my belief the sacrifice of my life or is it just an allocation of time?
我的服事是回应神的爱还是为了完成各样的任务？
Is my faith a response to God's grace, or is it just to accomplish the task the church has given me?
我的服事是倒空的酒祭，还是我保留了很多都不愿意给予？
Are my resources being poured out, or am I retaining them for myself?
第三点，从十字架的大能到情绪的抚慰。
The third point is the trivializing of the cross as emotional comfort.
哥林多前书一章十八节，因为十字架的道理从对走向灭亡的人来说是愚笨的，但对我们这些得救的人却是神的大能。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
保罗在这节经文中揭示了两个对立的世界。
Paul reveals two opposing viewpoints in this verse.
一方面，十字架被世人看为软弱、愚拙、没有实用价值的。
On the one hand, the cross as viewed by the world, weak, ridiculous, and impractical.
另一方面，对那些得着救恩的人而言，十字架正是神施展救赎大能的中心。
On the other hand, to those who are saved, the cross is at the center of God's redeeming power.
然而，今天十字架的中心地位正在被悄悄地取代。
Today, the cross is being subtly replaced.
取而代之的是一种心力舒适式的福音。
What has replaced it is a psychologically comforting style of gospel.
以人的情绪为目标。
It focuses on emotions.
以感受为导向。
It is guided by feeling.
教会是提供服事的地方。
The church is a place to have services provided.
然后会友就是我们的 customer.
The members are like customers of the church.
所以在现在教会常听到的信息是这样的。
The messages you will often hear in the modern church are as such.
你是独特的，神爱你，不在乎你的过去。
You are special. God loves you. He doesn't care about your past.
你经历创伤，神要医治你的心。
You've been hurt. God wants to heal your heart.
你的人生会越来越完整，因为神看你为宝贵。
God loves and values you. Your life will become more and more complete.
这句话本身包含着真理。
There is truth in these sayings.
但是若没有罪、悔改、十字架、舍己这些属灵核心真理的平衡，它将会失去福音的重量。
But without messages of sin, repentance, the cross, and self-sacrifice to balance them, they lose the weight of the gospel and become spiritual anesthesia.
圣经确实地关注我们的伤痛。
The Bible does consider our hurt.
诗篇147:3节说，他医治伤心的人，裹好他们的伤处。
Psalms chapter 147:3 states, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
以赛亚书53:5节说，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah 53:5, But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
但这医治的根本和本质是赦罪、和好和重生。
The root and nature of this healing is the forgiveness of sins.
以及十字架带来的生命的根本的翻转。
As well as the fundamental change brought about by the cross.
耶稣来不是陪我们疗伤的，他是要我们重生的。
Jesus did not come to accompany us while we heal.But to revive us.
约翰福音3:3说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
John chapter 3:3, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
这句话很重要。福音不是叫我们接纳救我，而是要钉死救我。
This is important. The gospel does not teach the acceptance of the old self, but rather its crucifixion.
不是让我更完整，而是让我从死里复活。
Not to make us more complete, but to resurrect us from our spiritual death.
活出一个新造的我，在基督里。
To live a new life in Jesus.
所以我们来看现在教会出现的问题。
Let us see some of the problems in the modern church.
以伤代罪。
Firstly, replacing sin with hurt.
我们常常说你受过伤。
We often ask, Have you been hurt?
但是我们却忘了人性背后的罪恶和骄傲。
But we have neglected man's rebelliousness, causing him to be at odds with God.
以感受代替信心。
We have replaced faith with feeling.
你感觉神爱你了吗？
We often ask, have you felt God's love?
但是神的真理不再是信仰的根基，因为信心是根基。
But God's truth has been underprioritized and is no longer the basis of belief.
以接纳代替悔改。
We have replacedrepentance with acceptance.
神无条件地接纳你。
God accepts you unconditionally.
但是神的圣洁和审判却被忽略了。
We have ignored God's righteousness and judgment.
以修复代替重生。
We have replaced revival with repair.
你会更完整。
You will become more whole and complete.
神要的不是再更好的一个旧我，而是一个钉死后全新的新我，新造的我。
However, God demands one to become new, not just a better version of one's old self.
一位姐妹曾因家庭的创伤来到教会。
A sister once came to church in response to family abuse in her childhood.
信主初期，她因为神接纳她而感动，常常感动流泪。
God accepted her, and initially she was always moved to the point of tears.
但是几年过去了。
After a few years,
她的生命没有太大的改变，仍然活在情绪的挣扎当中。
Her life seemed to be largely unchanged, and she was still struggling emotionally.
直到有一次，
This was till,
她听到讲员清楚地讲关于罪、悔改和十字架舍己的信息。
She heard a speaker clearly address the themes of sin, repentance, and the self-sacrifice of the cross.
他说那一天我第一次明白神不只是安慰我，他是要我改变重生。
She says that day I first came to understand God did not only wish to comfort me but to change me.
他的生命从那一刻开始才真正的翻转。
Her life only underwent authentic change from that point onwards.
大家可以反思一下。
Let us reflect.
我是否把神当成心理医生或是抚慰？
Am I merely treating God as a psychologist to seek his reassurance and affirmation?
我的信仰是建立在情绪的体验上，还是十字架的真理上？
Has my faith been rooted in emotional experiences or is it rooted in the truth of the cross?
我有没有真的愿意面对自己的罪，而不仅仅一直抱着过去的创伤？
Am I willing to confront my sin and not just the hurt I suffered in the past?
我们需要从软弱、偏颇、感性化的福音观中悔改。
We must repent from our weakness and tendencies and from the emotionally charged version of the gospel.
重新高举十字架。
Let us elevate the cross once again.
求神帮助我们，不只是感到被医治，而是真正的生命被翻转。
Let us request God to change our entire lives and not simply to feel healing.
所以，我们来看如何面对这三样的问题，我们如何回应与重建神中心的福音。
How are we supposed to reconstruct a God-centered gospel?
第一点，恢复对神荣耀的敬畏。
The first point is to recover reverence for God's glory.
以赛亚书六章五节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. So I said,Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚他是神的先知啊。
Isaiah is a prophet of God.
他是一个敬虔的人。
He is a pious man.
当他真正看到神的荣耀和圣洁的时候，他不是感动到流泪，他不是高声赞美，而是在神面前直接崩溃了。
Upon witnessing the Lord's glory and holiness, Isaiah did not weep with tears or worship loudly, but he broke down before God. He saw his own impurity, impotency, and insufficiency.
他敬畏神不是因为神对他有多好，而是神是如此的圣洁，他整个人就直接只能俯伏在上帝的面前。
He revered not because God was good to him, but because he was holy. He could only do that.
今日我们要学习重新敬畏这位上帝。
Today we must relearn reverence.
神不只是来满足我感觉的资源，而是我俯伏敬拜的对象。
God is not an asset to satisfy our feelings, but one to bow before and praise.
当然，敬畏不是让我们远离神。
Reverence is not to distance us from God.
而是让我知道我所敬畏的那一位，并且学习顺服他。
It allows us to learn of the person of God and reminds us of the need for respect and submission.
该怎么做呢？
What should we do?
当每一天自己安静祷告的时候，
When we pray with ourselves each day,
当我们敬拜的时候，
When we worship,
不带着求什么，单单的来敬拜，注视他是谁。
Let us not ask anything of God, but focus on who He is.
第二点，在敬拜中常常默想神的属性，他的圣洁、公义、信实和荣耀。
We must be aware and consider God's attributes, such as His holiness, His justice, His authenticity, and His glory.
在祷告中，不是每一次只是祷告神啊，祝福我，求这个求，而是学习尊崇他。
Let us not constantly be asking things of Him, such as prosperity, but let us first learn.To revere him before we do that.
第二点，恢复十字架的中心地位。
The second point is recovering the central role of the cross in the gospel.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
当今教会常常的讲到活出你真正的自己。
Today's church emphasizes living out your authentic self.
实现神对你的梦想。
Fulfill God's dream for you.
这些语言充满了动力。
This language is momentum filled.
很多人特别的喜欢听。
Many people enjoy hearing these messages.
但却常常缺乏十字架的实质。
But these messages lack the substance of the cross.
十字架不是自我实现的路，而是自我钉死的路。
The cross is not a path of self-actualization, but a crucifixion of self.
福音不是叫你更好，而是叫你死掉。
The gospel does not call for self-improvement, but death to the old self.
信仰的焦点不是我成为什么人，而是我因基督成为一个新造的人。
The focus of belief is not myself becoming, but the calling of Christ to become a new person.
十字架到底意味着什么呢？
What does the cross imply?
放下自我的主权。
We must let go of autonomy.
放弃属世的荣耀。
We must let go of worldly glory.
甘愿为主受苦。
We must suffer for Christ.
忠心走成圣之路。
We must follow the path to sanctification faithfully.
这受苦也包括当我们传福音的时候被冷漠、被拒绝。
This suffering includes rejection, apathy, and even threats faced when spreading the gospel to the lost.
不传讲十字架的讲台不是讲台。
The pulpit which does not speak on the cross is not a pulpit.
不高举基督钉十字架的教会不是教会。
A church which does not elevate the crucified Christ is not a church.
我信福音不是为了活出更精彩的自己。
I did not believe in God and the cross just to live a more vibrant life.
而是为了让救我与主同死。
But in order to let my old self die with him on the cross.
那么我们在生活当中如何实践十字架呢？
How will we apply this to our real lives?
舍己。
We must forsake the self.
信主这么多年，
having believed in Christianity for so many years,
我自己的个人的体验，
my own personal experience,
最可怕的罪是骄傲，
the most fearful sin is pride,
最难做的事是顺服，
the hardest thing to do is to abide,
无论是顺服神还是顺服人，
whether to submit to man or to abide in God.
所以我们要舍己，
so we must forsake the self.
放下自己的主张，
we must let go of our own discretions,
情绪，
emotions,
骄傲，
pride,
和舒适区，
and our comfort zone.
背起十字架意味着，
carrying the cross implies
接受属灵的操练，
accepting spiritual training,
然后为福音的缘故承受压力，付出代价，
bearing stress for the sake of the cross,
与基督同活。
To live with Christ,
活出顺服、忍耐、谦卑的生命。
To live in submission, forbearance, humility, holiness, and courage.
德国神学家潘霍华
，German scholar Dietrich Bonhoeffer，
他说：“当基督呼召一个人来跟从他，就是呼召他来死。”
His quote goes: "When Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die."
他在纳粹高压下仍然传讲真理，最后为主殉道。
This man was really martyred under the Nazi regime.
他活出了十字架中心的福音。
He truly did live out the cross-centered life of the gospel.
第三，恢复信徒对神主权的顺服。
The third point, recovering disciples' submission to God's authority.
罗马书十二章一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
活祭意味着我整个人完全的属神。
A living sacrifice suggests that our entire being, time, and life belongs to God.
不是部分的委身，而是完全的归属。
Not just partially, but completely.
祭物它是没有选择权的。
A sacrifice does not retain choice.
一旦上了祭坛，它还能下来吗？
Once it is put on the altar, it can't crawl down itself.
然后又跳下来，又上去，又跳下来，又上去，这样子。
Going up and down on the altar is not possible.
今天的我们顺服就是选择性的顺服，条件性的奉献，舒适区内的参与。
Today, our submission is selective, our offering is conditional, and our participation is confined to our comfort zones.
但神所悦纳是无条件的摆上。
However, what God delights in is when we give ourselves up unconditionally.
所以圣经说不要效法这个世界。
Let us not follow the ways of this world.
心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
真正的顺服不只是做事情。
True submission is not just doing things.
而是让神掌管我的金钱、时间、人际、梦想、家庭、未来以及我传福音的行动。
But to let God steward my time, money, connections, dreams, families, future, and my way of evangelizing.
如何操练顺服呢？
How shall we train ourselves to submit?
一，在金钱上尊主为大。
We must revere God when it comes to money through offering and tithing.
有参与十一分献吗？
Have I donated to the 11/11 offering?
在时间上顺服神的引导。
Let us follow God's guidance in devoting our time through service.
在家庭和职场中活出有神价值的价值观。
Let us demonstrate godly values in family and work as an act of testimony.
有意识地建立与未信者的真诚的关系。
We should consciously build genuine relationships with non-believers, care for them, and listen to their concerns.
持续为特定的未信的亲人和同事祷告。
Let us continue to pray for non-believing friends and colleagues.
勇敢抓住机会，在爱心中分享福音的盼望。
Let us seize opportunities to share the hope of the gospel with courage and love.
愿意回应神特别的呼召。
Let us respond to God's calling.
如果上帝呼召服事，你要出来服事，愿意吗？
If God calls you outward to service, are you willing?
我们最后进入总结。
Let us conclude.
回归神中心的福音之路，它不是一场情绪的翻转，而是整个全人生命的翻转。
The belief in God is not just a change in emotion, but a reversal of one's entire life.
这条路的标志是敬畏神的荣耀。
The conditions for this are the reverence of God.
高举十字架的中心。
Elevating the central position of the cross in your life.
顺服，顺服主的主权。
And abiding to God's authority.
马丁路德说，真正的福音是将人贬低进入尘埃当中，将神高举至宝座之上。
Martin Luther's quote goes, "The gospel is true because it deprives men of all glory, wisdom, and righteousness, and turns over all honor to the Creator alone."
在接下来的一周当中呢，我们
in the coming week,
我挑战。在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，至少在下面四项当中选一项具体行动来回应今天的讲道。
I hope you choose at least one of the following as an actionable response to this message.
第一，安静思想。
First, quiet contemplation.
每天花十分钟默想路加福音十九章十节。
Spend 10 minutes in contemplation of the verse Luke.Chapter 19, verse 10.
求圣灵让你真实的体会神寻找我的爱，并激发我去寻找他人的心。
So that we may experience the searching love of God and inspire ourselves to seek out others.
第二，列出名单。
Second, we can list names.
列出三位你认识尚未信主的亲友或同事的名字。
We can write down the names of three unbelieving acquaintances.
每天为他们祷告一次。
Praying for them daily.
并且求神开启他们的心，给你智慧、机会为他们传福音。
So that God may soften their hearts and give us an opportunity to share the gospel with them.
第三，主动接触。
Thirdly, active interaction.
本周内主动约其中一位未信的朋友喝咖啡或吃饭。
Within the week, let us invite a non-believer for coffee or a meal.
单纯的与他建立关系，表达关心。
With only the transparent intention of expressing care and affection.
第四，在小组中分享。
Fourthly, we can share in our cell groups.
分享一个你在感觉中心、仪式化尾声和回避十字架尖锐心上的挣扎。
During discipleship group, let us share a challenge relating to the themes of emotion-centeredness, superficial devotion, or averting the cross.
让组员们，你们彼此来带导。
Allowing others to pray for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray now.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Father Jesus.
我们来到你面前。
We come before you.
承认我们的冷淡、懈怠和自我中心。
We confess our apathy, sluggishness, and self-centeredness.
求你开我们的眼睛。
I pray that you open our eyes.
让我们再次看见你那测不透的圣洁和荣耀。
So that we may see your abundant glory and holiness.
使我们心生敬畏，俯伏敬拜。
Make us reverent, bowing in worship.
求你让基督并他钉十字架重新成为我信仰不可动摇的中心。
Let Christ was nailed to the cross become our unshakable cornerstone.
以及生命唯一的根基和传讲的终极信息。
The foundation of our life and the ultimate message to unbelievers.
求你破碎我里面的老我。
I pray that you disassemble our old selves.
让我真正的知道与主同死同活的奥秘。
Teach us the secret of dying with you on the cross.
主啊，我再次将自己献上，当作活祭。
I offer myself once again as a living sacrifice.
求你焚烧在我里面一切不合你心意的东西。
Burn away all things that are not in accordance with your will.
点燃我起初爱灵魂、传福音的烈火。
Rekindle our soul's first passion.
求你来掌管我的时间、口舌、双手、双脚和全人。
Direct us, use our time, speech, hands, feet, entirety for your kingdom.
赐给我们勇气、智慧和爱心，效法你寻找失丧者的榜样。
Grant us courage, wisdom, and love to emulate you in your search for the lost.
走进我们的邻舍、同事、亲友的生命中。
Enter the lives of our neighbors, colleagues, friends, and relatives.
把关乎永生的好消息带给他们。
So that we might share the good news of everlasting life.
圣灵啊。
Holy Spirit,
求运行在我们中间
Work amongst us,
更新我们的心意
Renew our hearts,
加给我们力量去顺服
Give us strength to abide in your will,
让我们的教会成为一个高举你、传扬你、寻找失丧者的教会
Let our church become a church which exalts you, spreads your message, and seeks the lost.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告
All this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.